This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore today. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Secretary East Jaideep Mazumdar said the PM is travelling to Brunei at the invitation of Brunei's Sultan Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah and the visit is scheduled for today and tomorrow. He said this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian PM to Brunei. The visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. The centre notified the constitution of the 23rd Law Commission yesterday. The term of the commission will be for a period of 3 years from 1st September 2024 till 31st August 2027. The commission will have a full-time chairperson and 4 full-time members including member secretary. The secretary of the Department of Legal Affairs and the secretary of the Legislative Department will be ex officio members of the panel. There can be 5 part-time members in the commission. Serving Supreme Court and High Court judges will be chairperson and members of the Law Commission. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde will inaugurate the 27th National Conference on E-Governance 2024 in Mumbai today. Minister of State, Independent Charge for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh will be present on the occasion. Delegates from 28 states and 8 union territories will participate in the conference that is based on the theme Viksit Bharat, Secure and Sustainable E-Service Delivery. The conference is being organized by the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances and the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology in collaboration with the Maharashtra government. An amendment bill to the West Bengal criminal laws will be introduced at the West Bengal Legislative Assembly today. The bill seeks to give enhanced punishment to the offenders in rape, gang rape, rape and murder in West Bengal. The Aparajita Woman and Child West Bengal Criminal Laws Amendment Bill 2024 seeks to amend the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act 2012 and it will apply only to the state of West Bengal. The bill will give enhanced protection to women and child in sexual offences. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested the former principal of the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, over financial misconduct in the medical establishment yesterday. He was being interrogated by the agency in connection with the rape and murder of a women doctor, as well as financial irregularities at the hospital. An Indian Air Force MiG-29 fighter jet crashed near Barmer in Rajasthan last night. The IAF said the fighter plane encountered a critical technical snag during a routine night training mission, forcing the pilot to eject. It added that the pilot is safe and no loss of life or property has been reported. A court of inquiry has been ordered by the IAF in this matter. At Paralympics 2024, India's Sumit Antal defended his javelin gold medal, creating a new record to clinch the top podium in Paris. Antal recorded a highest throw of 70.59 meters in his second attempt. Earlier in para badminton, Nitesh Kumar bagged a gold medal, defeating Britain's Daniel Bethel 21-14, 18-21, 23-21 in men's singles SL3 event. Suhas Yathiraj also won a silver in the men's singles SL4 event. Suhas lost his final match to the defending champion Lucas Mazur 9-21, 13-21 in straight games and settled for the silver. In women's singles SU5, shuttler Tulasimathi Murugesan also claimed silver after losing her final to China's Qi Xiaoyang. Another shuttler, Manisha Ramadas, bagged a bronze in women's singles SU5 category after beating Catherine Rosengren of Denmark. Nithya Sri Sivan also secured a bronze medal in the women's singles SH6 category, defeating Indonesia's Rina Marlina 21-14, 21-6. In para-archery mixed team compound event, Sheetal Devi alongside Rakesh Kumar got bronze. Yogesh Kathunia had brought India the first medal of Day 5 in Paris Paralympics today, clinching a silver in the men's discus throw F56 final. It's his second successive silver medal in Paralympics. With these victories, India's total medal count has risen to 15, including 3 gold, 5 silver and 7 bronze medals. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated all the medal winners. And that is the end of this news bulletin.